Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're in a forest. And that is a very lovely bird over there. Do you know what type of bird I'm looking at? With lots of feathers fanned out in shades of blue and green? Why, it's a peacock. Today's story is about a beautiful peacock named Percival. It's called Percival the Peacock. In a lush green forest, there lived a proud and colorful peacock named Percival. Percival was the most beautiful bird in the forest, with his shimmering feathers, long and slender neck, and regal strut. Strut-a-tut, strut-strut, strut-a-tut-tut! He would strut around the forest, showing off his magnificent feathers to all the other animals. Percival was always so proud of his appearance, and he spent hours each and every day preening his feathers. It was so important to Percival that he be the most beautiful bird in the forest that he made taking care of his looks his very top priority. The other animals in the forest were in awe of Percival's beauty and admired him for his striking appearance. But they also appreciated him best from a distance, because however lovely Percival was to look at, he wasn't very much fun to listen to. You see, Percival was arrogant, and he boasted about his beauty to anyone who would listen. Well, the other animals in the forest were bored silly hearing about his beauty routine all the time, and they found his attitude totally obnoxious. So, when they saw Percival strut-a-tut-tut-tutting around the forest, they'd usually give him a nod of appreciation and then head off in a different direction to avoid a long-winded, self-absorbed conversation with him. Because Percival was so incredibly self-obsessed, he had never noticed how the other animals shunned his company. But one day, while Percival was strut-a-tut-tut-tutting around the forest, he just happened to hear a group of his fellow forest dwellers whispering about him.
Percival is very beautiful, but he's also very arrogant, said the D.
Oh, don't get me started about Percival the Proud, the Toad responded. Why, he thinks he's the most beautiful bird in the whole world, but he's not.
Overhearing this made Percival very angry, and he decided to prove them all wrong. So Percival strutted tut-tut-tut-tutted off in a huff, deciding to travel the world and see for himself if there was any bird alive more lovely than him. Percival the Peacock traveled through forests, across rivers, and over mountains. He saw many birds on his journey, but none of them were as beautiful as he was. Everywhere he went, he boasted about his beauty. But strangely, no one seemed really impressed. After weeks and weeks of wandering, Percival finally reached a small village, where he met a wise old owl perched in the park. Percival told the owl about his journey and how he had not found any bird more beautiful than himself. The wise old owl listened patiently to Percival's story and then said, "Percival, you are a very beautiful bird, but beauty is not just about feathers. True beauty comes from within." Percival was surprised to hear this and asked, "What do you mean by that, wise old owl?" The owl replied, "You may be the most beautiful bird to look at in the world, Percival, but if you do not have a kind and loving heart, your beauty is of no use. It's not just about what's on the outside that matters, but what's on the inside too." Percival the Peacock was struck by the truth of the wise old owl's words and realized that he had been very foolish. He'd been so focused on his external beauty that he had failed to develop his character, his other interests, and meaningful relationships. Without wasting a moment, Percival thanked the owl and strutted back to his forest home just as fast as he could. When he arrived at last, he found all the animals gathered around a tree. They were listening to a little brown and white bird singing from the treetop. Percival had never heard such a beautiful voice before, and he was astonished. Quietly, so as not to disturb the beautiful singing, he asked the animals who the bird was, and they told him that it was a sparrow named Lila. When Lila finished her song, Percival waited until all the other animals had congratulated her on the tune before introducing himself to her. "Your voice is so beautiful," Percival gushed. "I used to think that I was the most beautiful bird in the world, but I've returned from a journey which taught me that true beauty has nothing at all to do with looks and everything to do with who you are inside and how you treat others. So now I am trying to make up for how I have treated all the other forest animals over the years with my terrible arrogance." "But you must be so very beautiful inside, Lila, since the voice you share with others is the loveliest I've ever heard." Lila was impressed by Percival's humility and kindness, and the two birds became instant friends. They spent many days singing and playing together, and Percival realized that he'd never been happier. One day, while they were playing, Percival's feathers got caught in a branch. He struggled to free himself, slashing about, but the more he struggled, the more tangled his feathers became. He started to panic, and Lila could see that he was in real trouble. "Hang on, Percival," she tweeted. "I have an idea." With that, Lila flew to the nearest animal, a woodpecker, and asked for his help.
At first, the woodpecker scoffed. "Percival the Peacock? Why, he's never given me the time of day."
But Lila pleaded with him to show compassion. After all, Percival had changed, and it was never right to leave any fellow forest creature in a bad situation.
"I suppose you're right, Lila."
So the woodpecker flew quickly behind Lila to where Percival was tangled in the branch and got right to work with his talent. Peck, peck, pecking! In just a few minutes, the woodpecker had pecked through the pesky branch and freed Percival. Percival was grateful to the woodpecker and thanked him for his help, marveling at his peck, peck, pecking talent. He realized that he could not have untangled his feathers on his own, and that he was stronger with friends like Lila and the woodpecker than he had ever been alone. Percival was never again arrogant or boastful, but humble and helpful. He spent his days singing and playing with Lila, and together they brought joy to the animals in the forest. Years and years passed, and Percival grew old. His feathers lost their luster, and he was certainly no longer the prettiest bird to look at in the forest, let alone the world. But the other animals in the forest still admired him and found him very beautiful, not for his feathers, but for his kind heart. Percival the peacock turned to Lila, who had grown old by his side, and said, "Lila, I may not have the most beautiful-looking feathers anymore, but I have something much more valuable. I have your friendship, and that is worth more than anything else in the world." Lila smiled and said, "And I have your friendship too, Percival. That is the most beautiful thing, and it's all that really matters." It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.